100 years ago tonight, a new musical created by a team of African-American artists opened on Broadway and became a hit. It was called Shuffle Along. By today's standards, as you're about to hear, a lot of it is frankly offensive. But as Jeff London reports, it's worth remembering because Shuffle Along also opened the door to Black culture on Broadway.
If you wanted to see a musical on the Great White Way in 1921, that name came about because of the electric lights on Broadway, but was true about the color of the actors and audience. You could see an operetta.
Oh, you little chocolate soldier man.
Or a splashy review.
Everyone knows that I'm just a second hero.
But as of May 23rd that year, you could also see something completely new.
Along and whistle a song. Sometimes a smile will right every wrong. Keep smiling and shuffle along.
Shuffle Along is an amazing moment in our history.
Cossine Gaines has just written Footnotes, the Black artists who rewrote the rules of the Great White Way.
You can draw a horizontal line to what musical theater sounded like before 1921 and after.
When Shuffle Along premiered, not only did it bring jazz to Broadway, it was the first all-black show to be a smash hit, composer U.B. Blake recalled in a 1973 interview on WNYC.
When we put Shuffle Along on Broadway, we put Negroes back to work again. People said that we had an Uncle Tom show because it was cork and it distorted the English language. But it was permissible in those days.
Cork, as in blackface. The script writers, Flor Noy Miller and Aubrey Lyles, were African-Americans who performed in blackface. Cossine Gaines says that was a form of resistance.
Really what black actors were doing was asserting their place in the entertainment industry and saying, well, if white performers are going to make a buck at the expense of black people playing up to stereotypes, we can do it too, and we can probably do it a whole lot better.
Ladies, gentlemen, people, and folks.
Well, you ain't left out nobody. I'll give you credit for that.
Miller and Lyles doing a blackface scene from Shuffle Along.
A lot of it is very hard to listen to. In 2021. At the time, perhaps there were black people that were uncomfortable with it, but sort of understood that it was a foot in the door.
Shuffle Along was about two grocery store owners running against each other for mayor of a small town. It featured a romantic subplot which wasn't played for laughs, revolutionary at the time. Noble Sissel, the lyricist, singing with U.B. Blake at the piano. Love Will Find a Way became popular, but the show's biggest hit was I'm Just Wild About Harry. Shuffle Along, staged with hand-me-down costumes and sets, tried out in New Jersey and Pennsylvania before it arrived on Broadway, $21,000 in debt. But audiences came in droves, and it ran for well over a year, sprouting several touring companies.
White audiences could go see the show and feel like they were slumming it.
And Gaines says to appeal to white audiences, there was a lot of colorism in Shuffle Along.
If you've never been bammed by a brown skin, you've never been bammed at all.
They chose women that would pass the brown paper bag test, which is essentially being lighter than a brown paper bag.
As a matter of fact, teenager Josephine Baker auditioned and was rejected several times. Gaines adds that kind of colorism didn't start with Shuffle Along, but the show perpetuated it. The success of Shuffle Along opened the floodgates for other black musicals on Broadway, and white creators like George Gershwin started writing jazz-inflected scores. It may be a footnote now, as Cossine Gaines writes, but, he says,
if you are a lover of theater and feel like Hamilton or Rent were revolutionary, West Side Story, this is like the godfather of all of those productions.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.